This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was news today of the biggest leverage buyout we've had in 5 years. Dell is going private in a $24 billion deal led by founder and CEO Michael Dell. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith looks now at what Dell and his partners are going to get for their money.
In the last 5 years, Dell's stock price has tumbled. And there's good reason for that, says tech blogger Brad McCarty.
People in the market only know them as, you know, the dude you're getting a Dell guy.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Easy to buy.
That's an ad from Dell's heyday in 2000, when it was the biggest computer maker in the world. Now consumers are trading their PCs in for tablets and smartphones. But the new owners of Dell know there's more to the company than personal computers, says analyst Adrian O'Connell of Gartner Research.
We tend to look at Dell almost as two companies at the moment, or rather we think in terms of old Dell and new Dell.
That new Dell is business services, providing servers and computers to companies and maintaining them. A lot of old guard computer makers have flocked to that sector, including IBM and HP. And that's because it's a growing business, says tech consultant Tim Beharin.
That's the backbone of running any corporation. We've moved into, you know, a data age.
But changing a company's focus takes time, says Beharin, and being public means posting earnings and answering to shareholders every 3 months.
By going private, it takes the quarterly monkey off the back of the shareholders demanding, you know, quarter-by-quarter profit.
Beharin says Dell might sell off its PC business. IBM sold its personal computer business to Lenovo, and its stock price has more than doubled since then. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.